Now, in chapter 4, verse 1, I come down to this verse here. He says, masters. Now, not only the servant, but the master. Master, give unto your servants that which is just and equal. And equal here means to not level down, but to level up. It means that you're to do right by them, knowing that ye also have a master in heaven, and you're going to stand before Christ someday. Every Christian employer, as well as employee, will stand before God. And by the way, this does put the gospel in shoe leather, does it not? And it gets right down where the rubber meets the road. And by the way, it gets right down where your foot is walking in the factory and in the office, or whatever you're doing, you're to do it unto the Lord, because you're going to answer to Him if you're His child. What a tremendous statement this is. Now he goes on to say here, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Continue in prayer here. And this is real prayer that he's talking about. And watch. These two words are put together here, and they are very important. Watch and pray. And you remember the experience of Nehemiah in this connection. You remember that the thing that he did was, when the enemy tried to stop him from rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem, he just didn't throw in the towel and cry out that he couldn't do the job, nor did he just say, well, we'll make it a matter of prayer, and just continue as he was. This is what Nehemiah said he did. He says, we made our prayer and we set a watch. And right here, Paul says, watch and pray. The old preacher down years ago in Georgia, I was trying to recall his name, and I can't think of it, but years ago down in Georgia, he used to make this statement. He says, when a farmer prays for a corn crop, God expects him to say amen with a hoe. And if you're praying about something, then you need to get busy about it. And you have that same thing today, a lot of pious nonsense. I got a letter from a preacher. He said, I've been to Mayo Clinic. I went there and they found out I have cancer and they recommend an operation. But he says, I've come home and I've decided I'm going to do like you did, just trust the Lord. Well, I sat down and wrote him a letter in a hurry. I said, brother, I didn't just trust the Lord. I went to what I think is the finest cancer specialist out here on the West Coast. And I know that my case was brought up before the UCLA Medical Clinic and was discussed there. And they recommended the best thing that medical science knew to do. And I wrote him and I said, they did all that. And I said, I've had two operations for cancer. Now I said, let me say this to you, brother. If you want to be an intelligent Christian, and think you are, then you get down to Mayo Brothers as quickly as you can. Tell them to operate. That's what they want to do. Then I says, you trust the Lord that He'll bring you through it. Now I said, that's what I did. That's watch and pray. Watch and pray. Be on a job. That's what Paul... My, this is so practical. It's very practical. Now he says, he continues here, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. And be sure and thank God always, as we have said back in Ephesians, thank Him because He's going to hear and answer your prayer. Oh, maybe not the way you prayed, but He'll answer. With all praying also for us. Paul says, don't forget us. And I'd like to add that right here too. Don't forget us. And you can't help Paul any longer by praying for him, but you can help our radio ministry and you can help your pastor. With all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I'm also in bonds. And Paul was in prison, but he said, I want to be released and I want to go out through an open door that I might preach the gospel. And I consider every radio station, we have a door. And I ask God, keep the doors open. He promised He would. That's our verse, you remember, in Revelation. He says, I've set before you an open door. And He set before us a lot of open doors, but we ask Him to open some more too, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak.